Hold on to summer with WBEZ at the Evanston Folk Festival this weekend. We're hosting tent talks with folk artists Bonnie Kolak, Sam Beam, Roseanne Cash, and more. Info at wbez.org/events.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. The city of Chicago has joined a federal lawsuit challenging President Trump's funding cutoff to sanctuary cities. The Sun-Times reports the lawsuit was filed by 66 cities stretching from San Francisco to Boston. It challenges the Trump administration's initiatives to withhold funding from cities that prohibit police and other employees from enforcing federal civil immigration laws. The lawsuit is one of more than 30 legal actions Chicago has taken against the Trump administration. The federal spending and tax bill passed last week could have big and harmful consequences for student loan borrowers. There are more than 1.6 million borrowers in Illinois, and the bill removed several federal repayment options. Michelle Zampini works with the Institute for College Access and Success and gives this advice.
Proactively assess which of the reduced plan options are best for them and put those applications in now and try and get moved over and transitioned into whatever the plan is that you're going to choose as soon as you're able versus kind of waiting.
Zampini says it could take a while for applications to be processed, so it's better that you start now. Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul says the state could receive more than $23 million in settlements with pharmaceutical manufacturers over their roles in the U.S. opioid crisis. This would come from a nationwide $720 million settlement with eight companies across nine states. In addition to financial penalties, most of the companies can no longer promote opioid products, and they can't produce pills that have more than 40 milligrams of oxycodone. One of the companies agreed to stop making and selling opioid products entirely for 10 years. A Boston battery manufacturing company is moving to Chicago. Pure Lithium Corporation is using incentives from Illinois' Reimagining Energy and Vehicles program to relocate to the Fulton Market area on Chicago's Near West Side. Pure Lithium says it plans to invest at least $46 million and create 50 new jobs at a facility that will produce single-use lithium batteries made from recycled materials. And the White Sox are celebrating 20 years since their dominant World Series victory with a reunion weekend. Players from the 2005 squad, including Paul Konerko and Jermaine Dye, and former manager Ozzie Guillen are all scheduled to attend. Festivities kick off tomorrow when the team is unveiling a new statue of All-Star pitcher Mark Burley. You're listening to The Rundown. A bill that could help bring pilot programs for overdose prevention sites to Illinois did not pass during the recent legislative session. And my colleague Isabella Nieto reports on a state lawmaker's ongoing attempts to help curb the opioid crisis.
Overdose prevention advocate Melissa Hernandez is giving a tour.
Somebody will come into a overdose prevention site with their substance of choice, right? And they're going to stop over here.
She's standing next to a metal table with a small tray that holds a tourniquet, syringe, and alcohol swabs. It's surrounded by blue privacy curtains. This is a model of an overdose prevention site, or OPS. It's at the Illinois State House. Hernandez is the executive director of the Puerto Rico Project. The organization provides harm reduction services in Chicago, including sterile use kits similar to ones that would be available at an OPS.
They're going to choose the paraphernalia, however form of method that they're going to use, right? Let's just say they're going to grab some syringes and stuff. They're going to come over here, sit down, and they're going to prepare their stuff.
These sites offer people who are most likely to use drugs a safe space to use substances they already have. An OPS can also connect people to resources like housing services or addiction treatment. Hernandez, along with other harm reduction advocates, visited the State House in April to show their support for legislative steps aimed at bringing overdose prevention sites to Illinois. Democratic Representative LaShawn Ford represents Chicago's West Side and has filed OPS legislation before. He filed a bill during this legislative session that would introduce a pilot program for an overdose prevention site.
Our plan is to have a real solid bill that has been vetted by the advocates and the legislature to cover all our bases.
Ford says he plans to file new bill language that streamlines his plan for the pilot programs before the next legislative session. At a committee hearing in March, Jim Katchuk from the Illinois Sheriff's Association raised concerns about legal immunity for people who use the sites. Ford says his new plan will address those concerns.
We've narrowed that to the mission of the site, which means that we protect the users of the site from being prosecuted for using. So it's streamlined and it's singly focused on those that are using the services.
A state opioid settlement board approved up to $18 million in funding in January to set up a pilot program for overdose prevention sites, but acknowledged that legislative changes might be needed. A project funded by the Illinois Department of Human Services surveyed residents on Chicago's West Side in 2021 about the potential benefits of an overdose prevention site. Close to 90% of survey participants said an OPS would help. About 20% reported concerns about an OPS on the West Side, including the fear that it could put a strain on the area's healthcare and social services. Chelsea LaLiberte Barnes is co-chair of the Illinois Harm Reduction and Recovery Coalition. She says one potential model for an OPS is to connect it with an existing healthcare center.
We want it to be a comfortable space that the community is not afraid to engage with, because making sure that we design this for the dignity of the community is really crucial to making people being able to access it.
There are overdose prevention sites in several other states, which Barnes says can serve as examples for one in Chicago. She says she understands why people could have mixed feelings about an overdose prevention site, but the primary focus is to save lives.
So whether or not we want people to use drugs, they are going to use drugs. Whether or not they're going to use drugs in safe environments, that is up to us. We know what we need to do to be able to address that piece.
The bill sponsored by Representative Ford didn't make it to the House or Senate floor for a vote. His new plan still has to be filed and introduced before lawmakers can reconsider the pilot program. Isabella Nieto, WBEZ News.
Weather, sunny and warm today, a high in the mid-80s, cooler at the lake, partly cloudy tonight with a chance of rain, a low in the low 70s, and Friday, sunny and hot, a chance of rain in the afternoon, a high in the low 90s, heat index will be in the mid-90s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thank you for listening.